There's been, of course, a lot of talk about it, how the immigration laws, the immigration rulings, and this week, of course, the judge blocking President Trump's attempt to deny federal funding for so-called sanctuary cities, all relevant to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Assistant Sheriff Randall Walker. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Pat.
Pleasure to have you with us this morning. Now, you oversee the detention division of the Sheriff's Department, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So what part do you play, or the Sheriff's Department plays, in terms of letting federal agents know who's about to be released from Sonoma County Jail?
Well, the patrol division or the deputies on the street, they really don't play a role in that at all. The deputies and our legal processors in custody do play a role. So when someone is booked into custody and they're fingerprinted and the fingerprints go to the California Department of Justice, who then forwards them to Homeland Security, and then they may respond back to us to let us know that that person that we just booked may be an undocumented immigrant. And they'll request to be notified when that person is released.
Does it matter at this point, Sheriff, what kind of crime that person is being arrested for?
It doesn't matter at this point as far as us communicating back with ICE when we're going to release the person.
Okay. And what do you find to be the biggest challenges for you and the Sheriff's Department at this point in Sonoma County?
Well, I think the biggest challenge right now is communicating the need to cooperate with ICE, the federal government, with the community. And, you know, being on the radio today is a part of that. And we've met with a dozen or so members of the ACLU. We've been to the different town hall meetings in Windsor and Sonoma. You know, that's been a challenge, but we are going to push forward and really try to get the message out there and the explanation of what we're doing and why we do it.
And what kinds of reactions are you getting when you, you know, show up in public and talk to people about this particular issue?
Well, people really want to discuss the issue, so the reaction has been positive. I think people appreciate that we're out there. But there's absolutely a disagreement in cooperating with or communicating with ICE. And we've heard those complaints, and we're actually looking at whether we can modify how we respond. One of the challenges is that the ICE laws have changed three times since 2014. The Trust Act, and there was a case law that came out shortly after, and then now the Truth Act. And we believe there'll be another change in January with SB 54. So we're trying to take that community input, wait to see what's going to happen with SB 54, and then we'll be able to adjust our policy so that we're in compliance with the law and also supportive of what the community needs and wants are.
Well, it's a big challenge. I don't have to tell you that. The county is divided on this issue and how much cooperation there should be with federal agents when it comes to picking people up and deporting people and things like that. That's just the kind of county that we live in. And hopefully some of these efforts on both sides to talk to each other is going to have some impact on community reaction. And in the end, you know, how Sonoma County deals with this issue as a whole.
Right. It's an engaged county, and as long as it stays that way and we stay engaged as the sheriff's office, I think we will come to a conclusion that everybody can be supportive of.
So there's, of course, the national push and the national position on immigration law, and then there's the California state laws and bills that are going through, one bill going through right now, which could have an effect on sanctuary cities, of which we are not officially in Sonoma County, but we are certainly akin to it. What is the California law? Does that have any effect on the Sheriff's Department?
Well, SB 54 would affect the Sheriff's Office because it wouldn't allow us to communicate with ICE under, excuse me, any circumstance. And the danger with that is what's listed, I should explain, SB 54 would allow you to communicate with ICE on what's considered a serious or violent felon.
But not otherwise.
But there's a list of those charges. And there are many charges that we consider to be public safety risks that aren't included in that bill.
All right, Sheriff. Well, I have to ask you one question before we go here. Now, of course, the word is out that the sheriff is going to be leaving that position at the end of this year. Steve Freitas is going to be, the end of next year, I should say, 2018. Any thoughts about throwing your hat into the ring?
No. I don't know Ernesto, but I've worked with Mark Essick for 20-plus years. He's a great man, great law enforcement official. He's got great education, great training, great background. I think he would do a great job, and that's who I support.
Okay. All right, Sheriff, appreciate you being with us on the KSRO Liveline this morning. Thanks for doing it.
Thank you.
That's Assistant Sheriff Randall Walker with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department.